Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We expected to be great this year, and a player that we expected to be great, and he is having a very uncharacteristic season so far. What do you make of all the Juan Soto hullabaloo here over the last couple of weeks? He's been in a slump. Goes back to Yankee Stadium, gets booed, tips his cap, then proceeds to have a very poor weekend where it looks like he got called out twice for not hustling. His manager, Carlos Mendoza, said he was going to talk to him about it. Then after it happened again at Fenway Park, what do you make of what's going on with Juan Soto right now? And do you think that this is just a slump, or do you think that there is something deeper going on with the ex-Yankee turned Met? With you got a lot of Yankees brass right now saying that he's not happy in that Mets locker room. What are your thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, I'm not sure how happy or unhappy he is, but I know when he was on Phoenix, he was kind of a loner. You know, went in the last bus and wasn't really interacting with his teammates much. I don't really buy the adjustment. I mean, the reason I say that is because he played in New York last year. It's not like you're Devin Williams going from Milwaukee to New York. I know what happens when guys switch teams in city, but, he was in the same city and everything else. So I don't know what, why the slow start. It certainly can happen. Maybe he's putting pressure on himself because of the contract. Maybe that's it. Heard so much about that you better live up to it. You're making twice as much as Aaron Judge. Let's put up Aaron Judge numbers, and he's not doing it. But I'm not stunned by it or that surprised, just because, remember now, just a couple of years ago, he was with the San Diego Padres in his only full season with the Padres, didn't even make the playoffs. And, he was okay there, but, he had some run-ins there with a few of the players, wasn't getting along with the manager, Bob Melvin. We saw it happening before. So we shouldn't be shocked it's happening again.
Yeah, Bob, we're sitting here in a world where we've had multiple manager firings already. You've seen it happen in Baltimore, Pittsburgh, and of course, Colorado. And these are arguably three of the lesser teams in Major League Baseball. And I feel like they're also the three teams that have gotten the most noise put around them, especially as of late, finally, because these are three teams that just seemingly refuse to spend any money on anybody. When are we going to get to the point where Major League Baseball maybe needs to eventually step in and do something about these three particular franchises? Because it doesn't seem like they're getting better anytime soon.
No, I mean, that's where I think it's going to come up in the next CBA. It's like, okay, if you want restrictions on the luxury tax or salary cap, what have you, you got to have some kind of salary floor here. the Pirates made over $40 million last year. You know, they should put that money back into the team. The Rockies have spent some money over the years, just the wrong places. I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. Chris Bryant's contract has been a semi-disaster for him. So, you know, this stuff has happened. But you're right. And these teams, the Rockies draw well. You know, they're drawing about 30,000 a game. It's a blast to be there. It's a great atmosphere. And, Pittsburgh's nicest ballpark in America. Gorgeous place. There's no reason why they should be struggling. But, yeah, it's a shame it's happening. And you're right. I mean, they're still, light years away. I mean, the Rockies, you don't see them, being competitive anytime in the near future. In mm-hmm. Pittsburgh, even though you're in the softest division in baseball, they're not close to where they were, back when they're in the wild card in, mid-2015, 16.
Mm-hmm. Bob Nightingale of USA Today with us here on Bet for the Cycle. Speaking of the Pittsburgh Pirates, they fired Derek Shelton a couple of weekends ago, and then the last bit of news they just made, GM Ben Cherington asked if they are considering trading Paul Skenes, all-world pitcher, one of the brightest and biggest stars in all of baseball, only in his second year in the big leagues. Do you think the Pittsburgh – that we can assume the Pittsburgh Pirates are not going to pay Paul Skenes because his contract is probably going to be upwards of around $250, $300 million, if not more. And that's just something that the Pirates probably will not do. So it's a matter of when, not if, right, that they trade Paul Skenes. Do you see that happening maybe as early as this year, or do you think that they hold on to him for one more season?
I don't see it happening. I really don't. I'm not sure it happens as long as he's under control for the next 5 years. Remember, now he's not making any money. He's making this franchise a ton of money. You're talking about a generational talent. I think, they can burn down the stadium if they trade Paul Skenes. You just can't do that. Means too much to that franchise. Probably the, top two, three pitchers in all of baseball, very marketable guy. Great guy with a military background and everything else. So I can't see him trading him. I really can't. And he's not making money. I don't know what you would get for him. But whatever you get, you're getting prospects. And as we find out, these prospects you just don't know. People jump on the Mets now for, hey, do you really trade Pete Crow or Armstrong for 6 weeks of Javi Baez? Well, the Cubs didn't want Pete Crow or Armstrong. They wanted another pitcher instead, and the Mets mm-hmm. refused to give him up. So you just don't know. If they trade Paul Skenes, you don't know what you're going to get back in return. I don't see them even considering trading Paul Skenes until maybe, second, third year of arbitration eligibility.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Bob, I got to ask you about the American League West. It's an interesting division in that I firmly believe someone has to win it. And I've been on this particular show for the last 4 years kind of talking up the Seattle Mariners. And I've lost a lot of money on the Seattle Mariners these last couple of years because their pitching staff has just been so great, yet their offense can never figure it out. But here they are currently 3.5 games up in the American League West in the division that someone needs to win. Is this the year that the Mariners can pull down the American League West, or are we going to watch this team kind of fall to pieces offensively like we have the last 3 years?
There's no reason they shouldn't be able to win the division. I mean, the offense now is, ranked third or fourth in the American League?
Yeah.
And, the runs scored, home runs, and the different offense. But I'm with you. The last 2 years, I want to say maybe 2 years ago, I even picked them to win the World Series. And, they've been a bitter disappointment over the years. The funny thing is, same division now. And now it's the Texas Rangers have kind of squished identities. Rangers are pitching their mind, and now they can't hit.
Bob, I want to pivot back to a bigger storyline here. Not that the AL West is not a big storyline, but just one that I think is one that deserves a lot of national attention and a great series this weekend down in Atlanta. How about Ronald Acuna comes back off the injured list and the first pitch he sees, he smashes it 467 feet. We made a lot of the Atlanta Braves' super slow start where they started 0-7. And after just two or three games, it was, you know, all right, it's just a slow start. Then they went 0-7, and they have slowly but surely crept their way back towards 500. At one point, they were even above 500. Now they're two games below. But with Ronald Acuna's return to Atlanta, you think the Braves still have what it takes to be a championship contender in the National League?
I do. I think the big thing is going to be, you know, what happens when Jurickson Profar comes back. Is he the Profar, you know, that, you know, did wonders, made the All-Star team last year for the Padres? Or was he just a product BDs and he won't be the same guy? And that's the one guy they threw $42 million at. That was their big expenditure. So, you know, they need him to they need him to bounce back. There's no reason why they can't, you know, jump back in the playoff race for sure. Still a very good team. Chris Sale now is back, you know, pitched lights out again. So I think there are guys that will come up, like, you know, Albies and stuff will start hitting better. Riley already is. So, no, I think there'll be a factor in September for sure.
Bob, this National League West, I mean, up and down, with the exception, of course, of the Rockies. You got the Diamondbacks, who are only one game over 500, even though I personally believe this team is a playoff team, and I don't think they've even come close to hitting their stride yet. But at the end of the day, almost the complete opposite of what I said about the American League West, the National League West. Yeah, somebody's got to win it. It's likely going to be the Dodgers, but are we going to get another three teams out of this division, or are we likely only going to get one or two other teams out of this division?
Yeah, I keep waiting for the Giants to fade. I just think they're kind of playing over their head. We'll
Same.
See about them. But I certainly believe in the other three. I'm with you. I think the Diamondbacks do make the playoffs. Gallen will start pitching better. Brandon Foss been consistent. Corbin Burns lights out the last three starts. And a great lineup. I mean, 1-9, I'll match that lineup against anybody. I mean, they can do a whole lot of things. So I feel like that three teams that come out of it. And it's so strange to see the Dodgers having these pitching problems just like last year. It's like, you know, but they spent over $750 million last 2 years in pitching, and the only two guys that are healthy are you know, is a Yamamoto and one of the relievers. It's amazing the injuries these guys have been taking on.
Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Major League Baseball columnist, also the president of the Baseball Writers Association of America, here with us for another 2 minutes or so on Bet for the Cycle. Bob, how about that game last night between the Dodgers and the Mets? One of the wackiest games I've ever seen, and I started like watching it like the eighth inning, and then it proceeded to go 13. We had some rules that I didn't even know existed. You had rain delays. You had Tanner Scott meltdown, and then the Dodgers win it in 13 innings. That's not even the biggest thing of this weekend. It was supposed to be today. Now it's pushed back to tomorrow. Shohei Ohtani's going to pitch the live hitters, live batting practice Sunday afternoon. How close do you think we are to the pitching debut this season for Shohei Ohtani, who hasn't pitched in about a year and a half now?
I think it's still after the All-Star break, maybe even early August. I just think they're slow playing him on purpose. I think if they really need him with some other team, he'd been pitching all season. He was close at the end of spring training. They're just taking their sweet time with him, saying, you know what, we don't want to have the same situation as last year, only have three healthy starters, you know, go into to the playoffs and almost cost them in the first round against the Padres. So I think they're just being so cautious. If they really, really need him right now, then do it. I think they consider this first two-game schedule almost like a dress rehearsal until the playoffs start, and that's when they'll use him. It's almost like they're saving all these bullets for October.
Bob, last question from me. We're right up against it. Really quick, I know we're a little bit of a ways away from the trade deadline, but as you currently look at it right now, I mean, there's a lot of teams that are very much in it, and only a couple that we know for a fact are not going to be in it. Who do you think are going to be the actual sellers? And of those sellers, who do they even have to sell?
Yeah, I mean, obviously the top guy will be Sandy Alcantara from Miami. They need him to pitch better so they can get, you know, a decent amount for him. Everybody in the world is looking for bullpen help. So those teams, you know, Baltimore now, you know, from them going belly up, all of a sudden now they may be the most popular team at the deadline. You're going to get a lot of those guys. You know, they got about three guys in that bullpen, you know, you can grab, you know, whether it's a, Jose Bautista, you know, Sir Anthony Dominguez, Gregory Soto, grab those guys. You got David Bednar and Santana, the Pirates. So bullpen is going to be the big thing teams are going to be grabbing come July.
Love it. Bob Nightingale of USA Today. Bob, you are one of the very best in the business, and we love having you on here. And, dude, you've been nothing but the greatest guy ever. Can't say enough great things about you. Have a great rest of your weekend, my man.
Yeah, my pleasure. Always a pleasure being on your show. And, yeah, thank you. Thank you, honey. Thanks, guys.
The best. The legendary Bob Nightingale. Check him out over at USA Today. If you need baseball information, not many people in the world better than Bob Nightingale. We're going to take a quick little break. When we come back, you know what?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.